Good evening. Very thankful to be here for the song service. Wasn't too sure if this was the night that the Lord wanted this message, but I guess I was a little concerned that he might get it preached before I ever got up here. But I feel like he would like for me to bring out what he's been talking to me about. Each one of us has a story, and it's made up of, Brother Rod's been touching on it a little bit. It's made up of a whole bunch of pieces and parts, and there's a whole lot of things that get to have a say in that story. There's a whole lot of things that have a part in what design the story, and obviously the main character is yourself. But there's a whole lot of supporting cast and characters in your story. And we've been hearing a lot recently about the home and the culture in the home. But then what I'd like to carry it a little closer is my own personal culture when I'm by myself. What is my story? Who I am? What is my story? And I guess one of the things I'd like to set an example, because I don't want any part of my life to be a waste. I don't want any experience that I have to get to go through. Sometimes we can look at it that we have to go through. But each one of those things is part of my story that's being built. And what I do with that part of the story really shapes of how effective I am in my life, how effective I am with my family, with my coworkers. We heard just a little bit earlier about when Brother Ross talked about telling his story to someone or telling why I believe what I believe. He was questioned, do you actually believe that? And if you don't have your story straight, they will see all the way through that. If we don't have our story straight of what is my story, why do I do what I do? Why do I believe what I believe? In my line of work, I also attend some conferences and have given some presentations and things. And also, when you have meetings, the typical way things go, if you're at a conference and giving a presentation on a subject, maybe it's kind of a technical presentation of an instructive type, it always starts with what they call a bio slide or introduction slide, and it'll have a picture of the speaker, and it'll say how many years they've been active in the industry that they're talking about, what certifications they may have, what licenses they may have, what school they went to most likely, how many degrees they have, all the applicable things to what they're fixing to talk about, maybe even have a few examples of maybe clients they've worked for on this subject. Maybe they helped do this for this client, or multiple projects where you did this. And so you establish an authority that way. Because anybody can talk, anybody can write. So I want to know, I typically do the same thing when I read an article. Before I think too deep into the article, I'm going to go look at who wrote it, and then I'm probably going to look them up to see, why should I believe what they said about this? Because I want to know, does this person even have the right to talk about this subject? Well, in my life, there's all kinds of things that I have gone through that I can look back now and see that it set in motion a part in my story that now I have a responsibility to share with someone. That whenever I see someone else who might be going through a similar situation, that I have an opportunity and a responsibility now to use that story that has been building from the day that I was born to where I am now. My story has been being written. And I have one of the things that we tend to do as humans is as soon as we get to a rough part of the story that we don't really like, we want to try to grab the pen and start trying to scratch things out or maybe change the direction of the story because I don't really want to go through that. And I'm not going to try to go through my entire story, but a lot of y'all here actually pretty much know my entire story. I grew up going to some of y'all's houses and playing and fishing in your ponds and swimming in your creeks. And so a lot of y'all know my story, but you probably don't know all of my story. You probably don't know, well, I know you don't know some of the deepest things in my story. You probably don't know that, and I'm going to just be real vulnerable here, there's things in my life that I feel like I've struggled with far too long that I should have. That's part of my story, and I'm trying to, by God's grace, work on each one of those things. Work on the items that the Lord is putting his finger on, and knowing that, Lord, I know you've been working with me on this one, and I know I still struggle. I know I've been dealing with this, and I know I've had a struggle there. And so some of those parts of the story, y'all may not ever see out in the open, on the pages out in the open. However, I know it's part of the story. And I know that when I recognize, and I'm not an empathetic person. I naturally don't empathize with people. I naturally don't really, it's just not my natural tendency to recognize someone is dealing with something. And also connecting the dots that, hey, that's the same thing I've dealt with. I really struggle with that, and Lord is going to have to help me a lot with that. And that's part of what he's been dealing with me is, you have a story. And when you can recognize, Lord, help me to recognize, when I see someone else that I might be dealing with, it can trigger, he's dealing or she's dealing with the same thing that I've been dealing with my whole life, and I'm finally getting victory on this thing. And maybe telling my story to this person might help. And it might not be, I hope y'all get the picture here, it may not be going and sitting down, well, let me tell you about my life. It's not that, but using my story. Well, let's go to Psalm 40. That says it better than I do. Psalm 40. I think it's the first few verses. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. I think this is David. Yes, this is David talking. But maybe I can go to someone and say, hey, you know, this is what the Lord did for me. Maybe not even have to explain to them that I recognize what they're going through. Maybe it's getting up on a Wednesday night and sharing, this is what the Lord did for me. We have a song in our book that says, tell what the Lord has done for you. We have, I think it's in Revelations, where it says something about telling about the words of our testimony. How's that go? Revelations 12, I believe. About the words of their testimonies, or they overcome by the word of their testimony. Saved by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Does that, when I read that, it made me start thinking about, you know, the Lord places an awful large importance on me telling my story. If he's going to put it in the scriptures, that's how I overcome things. By sharing by the word of my testimony, I share, and it may not just be me that's overcoming something by stating it out loud and sharing my testimony, but why do we even come on Wednesday night? Why do we come and listen to testimonies? Do you come just so you can just say you've been there, or are you looking for a blessing too? And how many times have you left from a Wednesday night service and realized there's other people that kind of have a similar story to me? They're struggling with things, and the Lord is helping them on a weekly basis. He helped so-and-so find their keys. That may sound kind of silly, but it's not. Maybe he helped so-and-so with a problem at their job. Help this person. We come and we realize that the Lord is a personal God to everybody else. And when we share that, we recognize a connection in our stories that our God is able It establishes an authority. Whenever you get up and you say something, and you say, "Well, this is what the Lord did for me," when I share my testimony, it then establishes something that He's been there. He understands what I'm going through too. And if that also means more than when I say, "I'm going to pray for you." If you've heard an honest, raw testimony that this is what I've dealt with, and the Lord helped me through it, and then whenever, in turn, when that person says, "Hey, I'm going to be praying for you," when you're struggling with something that's very similar, does that not establish a little bit of an authority that they understand how to pray for me now? Because they heard, I heard their story. Whenever you're establishing when you're giving a presentation, you're establishing why I'm able to talk on this subject. We sang a song this morning, "Blessed Assurance," and the chorus says, "This is my story, and this is my song." And all the verses are talking about things of blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation. I'm a purchase of God. The Lord wants us to be sharing that part of our story. And I know we got to be careful that we don't just be classified as one of those people who's a Bible thumper, going around trying to save everybody. There's a balance there. That whenever I'm at work, when I'm in a work meeting, yes, I should be doing work and not just trying to save the whole room. Obviously, yes, we should be preaching Jesus the way we live. But there should be my story should be living out outside of what they should be able to see that part of my story, that I'm a child of God. My Jesus is, He's my Savior, and He has changed my life. What do you say? You set my feet on a rock. He changed the very person that I am. I've had people who, without me ever telling them that I don't partake in certain vices and don't go certain places when I go on work trips, I never even told them I didn't do some of these things. But when we went on work trips and stuff, they didn't even invite me to go to the places they went to. They didn't even ask me to go with them where they went, or all the things that they did in the evenings. And they never even asked me to go. Because even though I had never told them, they saw a portion of my story. That He's not even involved in these kind of things. And that is, I feel like, where our biggest responsibility is. That as we live, as we share our story, you know, if someone asks you to say, "Hey, so who are you and what do you do?" My first tendency is going to say, "Well, hey, I'm Jared Williamson. I'm from LaRonde, Louisiana. I've been there, lived my whole life. I go through the things I do for work, you know, my accomplishments maybe, and who my family is, and maybe where I go to church." But then I don't know that I would state very early in the conversation, "Oh, and by the way, I'm a Christian, and you know, the Lord is my Savior. I believe in Jesus Christ." You know, I was challenged by that thought when I was thinking about it. Like, how would I introduce myself? Hopefully they would already know. But does it hurt for me to give Jesus the praise? Say, "Well, thank the Lord, this is where I'm at. Because of Jesus, this is how I know we live life, and it's not always just, everything can't be spiritualized." But I was challenged by that. That is my story, is it a main subject line in my story, or is it in the little footnotes that you have to look really close at the bottom? Like my Bible has footnotes and things in the center column of little references. And is that where it's at? That part of my story with Jesus, that Jesus is the part of my story that's in the little footnotes and things. And you know, you have to go look at the references in the back to see if you can find any kind of reference to whether or not he's a Christian. That's not at all how our story should be portrayed to the people around us. We should be able to say to people, "Blessed assurance, I have an assurance. Jesus is mine, and that's my story. That this is why I do what I do. Because Jesus is my Savior. He has asked me to do this. He's asked me not to do that. It's not because, you know, we have a creed that we follow or none of that stuff." It's because people will see straight through that. It's got to be a part of something that's written on me, something that's inside of me, that's part of my story. I have to be able to say it, that this is who I am and why. And then, whenever we go through difficult situations in our life that we don't want to go through, losing someone that's very important to you, or losing a job, difficult situations in your life, that we don't try to ignore it and put that part out of our story, because that's actually a very important part of our story. For some reason, the Lord saw fit to put that in my story. I have to trust Him as the author, that for some reason, further down the line, I may not understand it now why that's been going into my story, but one day I'll understand, why is that being written as part of my story? Why is that part of my storyline? And now that I've lived a little bit, I see a lot of the things that I've had to go through that weren't fun at all. I can look and see why they were in my story. I'll just give a quick example. I mentioned, I think it might have been last Sunday night, about having a really tough time with my job. And I wasn't sure if I was going to have a job for a while. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And the Lord opened up some doors for me to get a different job. And with that, has opened up so many new opportunities for me that I thought I had what I wanted. I thought I had the job that I wanted for the rest of my career. I was just confident that was the job I wanted, and that's where I was going to retire. But the Lord saw fit to put me in some situations at that job that caused me to grow, learn a lot of things, learn how to keep my mouth shut when I needed to, whenever you were betrayed, how to handle yourself. Not that I handled it completely right, but when betrayal happens, that there's ways to handle it. And He let me go through those things. And then He let me move on. And now I have a job that I feel very blessed to be in a situation that I'm in right now. Because I can look back now and see the dots being connected. I don't know where He's going with it next. I don't know if I'm going to still be at the job that I think is my dream job now. I don't know. But right now, I'm thankful for it. But I know I can see the dots that were connected up to this point now that I look back. But when we're in it at the moment, we can question, why is that going in my story? And we want to get the white out and try to clear it all out, and let's rewrite this part. One other scripture that I'd like to read is in Isaiah. It's one of my favorites, and I think I read it a few Sundays ago. It talks about this very subject. Talks about the importance of telling our story. Isaiah 12, and it's a short chapter, so we'll just read the whole thing. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. That's a part of the story you can tell right there. That the Lord was angry with me. He was upset, maybe not me as a person, but with what I was doing and my sin. The Lord was angry with me. But you know what? His anger is turned away, and now He comforts me every day. He's my comforter. He sent the comforter to my heart, and He's living inside of me. His anger is turned away now because of what I chose to put my trust in Him. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and He also has become my salvation. My story. He's my salvation. He's my song. And then when we're telling that, it can be your song too. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. I draw water out of the wells of salvation every day. And you can be telling somebody this. And then, if you keep reading, it tells us to do that. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord, call upon His name, declare His doings among the people, and make mention that His name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for He hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth, Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One in the midst of thee. Let's tell our story. And I know there's a balance to it. There's a balance to hyper-spiritualizing everything that we go through life. And we got to be careful with that we don't weary our people, the people around us. But tell our story. Tell what it is. When you recognize that there's someone that's dealing with something, find a way to tell your story. Like I said, it may be a testimony. It may be just a handwritten note in the mail. It may be just, I'm praying for you, or I understand. It may be any one of those things, especially if they know that you have the authority to speak on the subject, that you have the experience to say, that's part of my story too. That was written in my story, and I didn't like it, but it was part of my story, and I understand, and I'm going to be praying for you. But I'll tell you, I draw water out of the wells of salvation. The Lord's my comforter. I can say those things and say, that's part of my story too. It didn't end with that. It's really bad, but I can tell you the rest of the story is God's my salvation, and I'm trusting Him, and I'm not afraid. The other scripture that was read in Isaiah says you'll go through the waters, but they're not going to overcome you. You go through the rivers. Was it Isaiah 37, I believe? 43. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I can share that too, if I've experienced it. If I've experienced the walking through the fire, when we recognize someone else is walking through that same valley, when we recognize someone else is, that psalm that talks about going out, launching into the deep, the ones that launch their ships out into the deep waters, those who deal with the out in the big ocean, they're the ones who see the glory of the Lord. But then there's also a psalm that talks about he was reeling to and fro as a drunken man, and he cried out, saying, Lord, have mercy on me. And then he guided him to his desired haven. I can share that with someone. Say, I recognize that you're being tossed all over the place right now. But I can tell you there's a haven for you at some point. And Lord, help us that we have the discernment. Lord, help me to have the discernment and the empathy for people, but also to be willing to share my story, to be able to share what has the Lord done for you. I think that was one of the things that you can question when Jesus, I think it was when he cast the devils out of the man in the tombs that was breaking the chains and everything, and I've kind of always thought that a little bit, that it was kind of funny if any man should be allowed to follow Jesus and go with him. It probably would have been him. But what did Jesus tell him to go do? He said, no, don't come with me. I need you to go home and do what? Go tell your story. Go tell what the Lord has done for you. Just like Fanny Crosby wrote in her song, this is my story. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. This is my story. I'm not making it up. This is my story. I can tell you with assurance that this is what the Lord will do for you. He'll walk with you through the valley. He'll walk with you through, and you name it, whatever that you've been able to go through. Hi, my name is so-and-so, and I've been through this. Obviously, that's not how we do it, but that's the concept of it. So, Lord, help us. I want to do better at this. The Lord has been dealing with me, and y'all pray for me. I want to be able to tell my story to everyone that I meet when it's appropriate.